Hello and welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. My name is Joshua, and today I'm going to talk about the 10th and final spiritual survival tip from my book, Trust in a Higher Power. And another way of saying that is have faith. And this is, I think, one of the most important things in healing from a mental illness, at least in my life, that was true. The challenges are so great, and the suffering and the struggling, and it just doesn't make sense oftentimes intellectually. It feels like injustice. We don't really understand it. We don't understand why. And what's going to carry us through is really faith, is just having faith. And, you know, whether the higher power, whether you call it source or the light or whatever, you know, I'm just going to call it God, is just this higher, benevolent, loving, intelligent source that is really, really orchestrating everything. If we just really know on a deep level in our heart or maybe our intuition that God is doing what is for the highest good for all. And when we're suffering, it doesn't really make sense necessarily, you know, because it doesn't feel like it's in our good, in our best interest. But there's a saying, work as if it's 100% up to you, but trust as if it's 100% up to God. So we still have to do the work. We still have to go through the process, but God's going to come through for us when we need it. And you know, on the one hand, we don't realize how much work it takes to grow. But on the other hand, we don't realize how much God will come through for us and how magnificent life is. And we'll have those moments. We'll have those moments. We'll be working. You know, we'll have some setbacks. We'll feel like we've persevered longer than we could possibly persevere. And then we'll have moments where things just come together and we have some relief and we just get inspired and we see the magnificence of God and of this life. So, you know, it's like when I was a kid, I don't know if, you know, when you were a child, if you were ever trying to do something and you were kind of struggling or having a hard time and one of your parents comes in to help you, but they end up just doing it for you. That happened to me a bunch. And I remember just feeling like let down, like, you know, I wanted to try to do this and maybe my parent didn't have enough patience, and rather than just kind of wait or be with me or give me some tips, they just kind of do it for me. And, you know, it doesn't feel that great and it doesn't really help our own growth. So, you know, if we think that God is like the ultimate parent or the perfect parent, he's not going to do anything for us that we can't do for ourselves. And, you know, in the moment, it kind of sucks because we're like, we kind of want God to do it. But once we get through it and we feel the strength and the growth and the courage and the patience and the love and how much we've grown from the experience, we're going to be grateful that God didn't do it for us. And I know that's how I feel. It was just torturously miserable going through many of the incidences and periods of time when I was sick. But now that I'm feeling good, I feel so much stronger and just more fulfilled and I can't even express to you how different I feel. And I'm so grateful for the experience. And now when I go through hard times and I'm struggling and, you know, I still have stressors and challenges, you know, I just try to remember that. I try to remember just, you know, have faith. Everything happens for the highest good. Trust, trust, trust. It's so important. And until we really experience that, and really, it's like a muscle. We have to work it. We have to develop it. And until we really experience that in our body and our being, we don't understand intellectually because it's not an intellectual concept. But once we do experience it and we realize and we can start strengthening that muscle, and then we start really living more on faith. We still do the work, like I said, but inside we know, like, it, you know, God's got this. You know, he's going to meet us where we need to be met, and we're not going to be left hanging. So that's really the insight, the spiritual survival tip. And like I said, it's just, it takes practice like anything else. So exercise your faith daily. You know, I have multiple different daily routines throughout the day to just keep me on my spiritual path when I first wake up, before I go to bed. So it's just really important to practice every day. And like I said, God will show you, there'll be moments where it makes sense and it all comes together. You know, so just hang in there, do the best you can. You'll get through it. It's possible. And having faith is going to help you get there. So I wish you the best. I'm going to be doing a bonus spiritual survival tip that was not in my book. So look out for that. And I wish you the best. God bless you.